Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Harvest. We are so glad you're able to join us today. We know that today's program is going to bless you with information, and we pray that it blesses our Lord. I am Hans, and I am seated next to my lovely bride and best friend, Amy.
Good morning, everyone. We are laughing a little bit because as the show's starting...
I knew this was going to become the topic. I'm wearing a sweater that I pulled out of a clean sweater pulled out of a drawer that remains closed, and somehow it's covered in cat hair.
So if you don't know, we have three cats.
Yes.
We're going to share that today.
Three cats.
And we would have only had two, but the day we went to adopt the second one, it was a adopt one, get one free. And I said to
which doesn't make it free when it's forced upon you.
Exactly. I said, oh, no, we're just looking for a friend for our other cat. And she said, well, yep, but you get two
this
today.
This is a package deal, lady.
This is a package deal. So we actually left, and then I had already fallen in love with this.
She left saying that we're not going to be forced into that situation. Then we went to our local rescue shelter and saw that it was not kitty cat season.
Nope. So we
and
went back.
We usually adopt whatever, but this time we knew we wanted a kitten of some younger age, and lo and behold, she then was accepting of taking on two, and walked out with two cats.
So we have three cats, and we have cat hair everywhere, is what I guess the moral of the story. Mm. So I'm constantly vacuuming, and
so literally as we're being queued up to start the show, miraculously there's a cat hair just floating in space between her and I. And
I tried brushing you off a little bit before we came in.
Yeah.
Oh well. Mm. Well,
there's our banter.
Banter
You're
section
welcome.
Is done. Well, good morning, everyone. And before we start in on our show today, I want to just share with you an email that came in from a client of ours. And it was actually addressed to one of our advisors. And I want to just read it, and then they'll tell you a little bit about Senior Provisions. Dear Darby, I can't express enough to you how wonderful it was visiting with you yesterday at my mother's home. What a blessing and relief it was to have your advice and insight. It helped to settle my heart and my mind. Once again, I praise God for the ministry of Senior Provisions, and I'm so thankful for you and your entire team. Thank you, and God bless you. And I won't share the name, but she has a beautiful name. I'd love to share it, but she said we could share, but just for her sense of privacy, though this is all over Facebook now, but it's just one of the many recommendations and endorsements and love letters. Let's call them love letters that we get at Senior Provisions. And we're so blessed to have an amazing team. Darby is one of our newer advisors, but she comes with just over 20 years experience in senior care. And this is how Senior Provisions loves on families. We navigate you through senior care options, but it's not just giving you names of companies and recommendations. It truly is a ministry. So thank you, Darby, for the work that you're doing, even as we speak. And thank you, Senior Provisions, for being that resource to families out there. If you want more information about senior care options and would love to meet with an advisor, you can always find us at seniorprovisions.com on the interwebs.
Fantastic.
So what's in store today?
Okay. I'm going to preface this because, you know, with this show, we take on difficult topics, inspired topics, timely topics, topics that are sometimes challenging to
challenging
talk about.
Topics.
So today we're talking about a challenging topic, and that is, it is the fifth leading cause of death in the U.S. Around 800,000 people die every year, which comes out to one every 4 minutes.
Oh.
So we're talking today about stroke.
Mm.
Stroke can affect anyone at any age, and there are few to no precursor signs that you are about to have a stroke. So today we're going to discuss those few signs of what's happening during a stroke and how to prevent the damage that occurs with a stroke and the importance of recovery and what that looks like.
This is so timely. I mean, we are seeing in the news right now younger people in their 50s and 60s that are suffering from stroke, coming out of the blue, you know, otherwise relatively healthy people. That can be a little scary.
Right, for sure.
So I know when we're speaking to people, we're talking people who have been affected by stroke, either a loved one or even themselves.
So to speak into that fear, I want to make reference to Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Oh, that's good. That's some great encouragement.
It's all in red letters. It's all spoken by God our Father, and it is quite a promise from the promise keeper.
Absolutely. We live in a broken world with disease and disease process and unexpected things that happen. And this is a great scripture to stand on, that no matter what, God is with you and he will not forsake you. And he wants to encourage you, and he wants to bring people into your lives to encourage you. I was thinking as you were reading that scripture of a phone call that we got several years back, and it was a 25-year-old daughter.
I remember this call.
And she started out really strong, and she was, you know, hi, I'm so-and-so, you know. And as soon as she spoke the words, my father, who's 56, has had a massive stroke, her voice broke, and she just started crying. So I gave her that space, gave her that moment, and I knew ultimately, okay, she was going to need some care options, therapy options, all of that. But right here in this moment, this young lady had taken on a responsibility that was enormous and overwhelming.
Right.
The good news is, as he went through therapy, his life was forever changed. He was wheelchair bound, and at 56, no longer able to work, to drive. And at 25, she moved her dad in after therapy. And so we helped with all of those different steps and transitions. But it was life changing. He actually had gone out to the mailbox, and he was a salesman, worked from home, had gone out to get the mail and dropped. And it wasn't until someone else a few hours later was able to see him on the ground. So there was no one around, so he didn't get immediate help.
Right.
And that's kind of where I would love for us to go next, is to talk about the signs of stroke.
Right. Well, let's talk about like the condition of stroke first.
Yep.
So a stroke occurs when there is either an arterial blockage or rupture. So what happens in either case is that blood flow is not getting to where it is intended to get to. So it is that area is then deprived of blood flow, oxygen, nutrients. So as you can imagine, it's a very timely issue.
Absolutely.
A condition that's happening.
And it normally will affect
a
hemisphere of your brain, which then affects like one side of your body. So if it's on the left, then it affects on the left side of your brain, it affects the right side of your body. That's where you can suffer weakness or complete loss even.
Right. And there's a great acronym to follow this. And it also has a meaning of its own. It's FAST. So this is something that you can kind of compartmentalize and understand each letter and its significance, but also understand the overall message saying,
are you saying
FAST, F-A-S-T.
Like react fast.
Like lightning fast.
Like lightning fast. Okay, good. So, and you say every letter has a meaning.
Yes.
Okay. So what does F stand for?
So F is face. So what you're looking for there is you ask the person to smile. And if you see that one side of the face reacts in an upward curve of their lips and the other one doesn't or droops, that is a sign of that they're experiencing a stroke. Arms. Ask this person to raise both arms up, and you look to see if both arms go up the same rate, smoothly, And if they stay up or is one falling down slowly, speech. Ask the person to repeat a simple phrase. The dog lays down. Something very short and very simple. And you're listening for them to see how clear their speech is. If it's slurred or a strange sounding because they can't put together the sounds, there's a sign. And time. T is for time. Call 911 immediately. The reaction time to the first signs of stroke are imperative to limiting the damage that's being done.
I think the estimate is if you can get to the emergency room and
or seen by ENTs
or EMTs. and get diagnosed as quickly as possible. The first 20 minutes, and it's hard to know when this is. And I'll tell this story real quick. We had a gentleman at an assisted living who was sitting out on the front porch. And, you know, I came up and it was dinner time. And I said, you know, Mr. So-and-so, it's time for dinner. And he just was staring kind of straight ahead. And I asked him again, who knows how long he had been sitting out there, but he was suffering from a stroke. So fast, really great information. Well, when we come back on the other side of break, we're going to talk a little bit. We're going to probably go over that one more time.
Yeah.
I want to drive that home.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
If you're taking notes and you've written down fast and you missed the last few things, we're going to go back over it with you. And then we're going to talk about recovery and what that looks like. And that's usually when we kind of step into that time and that season is through the recovery. All right. So on the way back, we're talking about stroke.
My dad grew up during the Depression, served his country, worked hard, and always took care of us. Now he needs care, and I can't do it alone. I made the mistake of looking online for help. Suddenly, my inbox was full, and my phone was ringing off the hook with salespeople. I even spoke with a nice young girl who clearly knew as little about senior care as I did. She was already setting up tours to see facilities before she knew anything about my dad. To make things worse, his private information was shared with everyone. After hearing my nightmare, a neighbor told me to call Senior Provisions.
Senior Provisions believes that you and your dad deserve better. Our experienced advisors will spend the time to understand your needs and provide true solutions while protecting your privacy. Now that is true advocacy. We are Senior Provisions, helping Georgia families find senior care. This is too important to trust to just anyone. Call us today, 888-979-TRUE, 888-979-8783.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We're so glad you're able to join us today. Today we are talking about the fifth leading cause of death in the United States, affecting one person every 4 minutes, and that is stroke. So we gave you a very important acronym on the other side of the break, FAST. That is face, arms, speech, time. Look at the face for signs of droopiness on one side. They're not able to produce a even smile. You ask them to raise their arms, and one of the arms doesn't raise or hold up like the other side. Speech, you ask them to repeat a very simple phrase to listen for slurred or strange language. And time. Time is of the essence. Damage is being done while the person is experiencing stroke. And there are very effective, important medications that they could be put on to limit the damage that's being done. So that is what we're talking about. So those are the signs to look for. And we're going to talk now about a little bit about prevention and also the recovery process.
Well, I think, I want to back up a little bit.
Again,
because it can be a scary thing. And I was thinking sometimes if you see someone who might be experiencing stroke, their inclination might be, especially if it's a gentleman, Oh, it's no big deal. I'm fine. I'm just tired. We carry a lady to church every Sunday, and she has a little bit of a dry mouth towards the end of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she, on the way home, was talking, and I could tell her words were a little slurred. And I finally said, are you okay? She goes, oh, no. It's just, you know, the side effect of the medication I'm taking. And, but, you know, I'm really aware of it. But if someone is having any of those signs, call 911. And I can tell you any EMT is more than happy to come out and double check and make sure that this isn't a stroke. Mm-hmm. Because this is not something that you want to err on the side of caution.
Right.
Or you actually want to err on the side of caution. Which way is it? You want to err on the side.
You don't worry about erroring on the side of caution.
That's right. They want to come and check you out. It can be a little scary. And I know we talked about Isaiah 41:10, do not fear. Mm-hmm. I'm always encouraged by Psalm 103. And Psalm 103 really defines our God as healer. So I'd like to share that right now. My soul blesses the Lord. Do not forget all of his benefits. He forgives your iniquity and he heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit and he grounds you with faithful love and compassion. And I know that if you might be listening, you might know someone who's been affected by stroke. You may also personally have had a stroke and you are listening and you're in recovery. And I just want you to have hope and know that God will be with you through every step of this recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what happens. Okay, so you go to the hospital.
Yeah, they diagnose you with having a stroke and they
begin treatment,
which usually involves the use of a clot buster. So they're trying to help restore that blood flow as quickly as possible so that those things that the blood flow is not getting to, those areas of your brain that are not getting adequate oxygen, have that supply restored as quickly as possible to limit damage. So as that happens, already starting the recovery period. So gains happen quickly over time. The most rapid form of the recovery happens in the first 3 to 4 months after the stroke. But survivors will continue to recover well into the first and second year after the stroke. Signs point to physical therapy and occupational therapy and even speech therapy as important exercises to go through and to encourage that recovery.
Absolutely. So, you know, depending upon when it was caught and when treatment was administered, there might be some minimal damage. There could be some more extensive damage. But recovery is a long process. So you have some rapid recovery, then you have a more midterm, kind of middle stage, and then you have some long-term recovery. You may not be back at 100% recovery, just depending upon the severity of the stroke. You know, typically after the hospital, you will go to therapy, you'll go to short-term rehab, and you may be there 3 weeks, maybe 6 weeks if you're lucky, and then you have to transition home.
Okay, you said then you have to. So you're implying that they haven't had a full recovery, and we know that the full recovery takes much longer. So why are they then being...
That's a great question. I know exactly
home.
Where you're... Why are we being sent home? Exactly. That is the question. And unfortunately, it's a financial decision. Insurance and normally Medicare with stroke only covers up to a certain point of recovery. So when you go into short-term rehab, and we're going to actually have our advisor, Mary Ellen Smith, on next week to talk about short-term rehab. But, you know, the benefit is typically 100 days, but you don't get a full 100 days.
Mm-hmm.
You usually get about, you know, 6 weeks, maybe 2 months if you're lucky. And at that point, when you hit goals in your therapy, mm-hmm. and you can now function at home with help,
right?
Then Medicare says, okay, it's time for you to transition.
You don't need this complete medical environment to continue your recovery.
Right.
You can then do it from home.
But, you know, we know several older adults who are completely alone at home. They
right.
have family that's distant, live in different states, maybe estranged. Maybe it's a husband and a wife, and you know she has medical issues herself, and here she's, you know, has her husband coming home who's still wheelchair bound, a fall risk, needs help with all of his daily routine, bathing, dressing, buttoning buttons,
right,
managing medication, all of that. So we often kind of enter in at this time and start recommending like short-term respite. Now, respite means rest, and it's short-term, and that can be provided in an assisted living environment where there's 24-hour staffing. There is on-site therapy to continue with your progress that you're making, and great, you know, transition. It's a great transition environment from short-term rehab to home.
Right.
But if you walk down the hallways of the skilled nursing facility and you asked everyone, where do you want to go now? They're all going to tell you, we want to go home.
Right.
So there's some considerations in transitioning home as well.
Right. And there are those things that, you know, occupational therapy, physical therapy don't address. They address activating and nurturing the motor skills that have been impeded during the stroke, but they don't really address, you know, getting in and out of the shower, traversing steps if you have any form of mobility impairment, looking for a safe home environment, how your grip strength is working in your right hand for doors and faucet levers. So you have to look at the home environment. Really, nobody's going to do it for you, and kind of take a critical eye and look around and say, okay, what are my basic functions and how do I get there and how do I use them? And is there anything about that I need to prepare for? Mm-hmm. Grab bars, levered handles instead of round knob handles, cords, loose rugs. If I have a shuffled step for a while here, you just need to look around and make sure that environment has those things in place or out of the way to keep your recovery moving forward.
Lots of considerations. Home care, you know,
yeah.
I've got a grab bar by my shower, but who's going to be standing by to assist me getting in and out? Is it going to be your spouse? Is it going to be your son? Is it going to be the neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
This may be the time that you need to think about short-term home care, bringing
right.
in someone to help you with these things. And then ultimately, you know, I don't want this topic to get by without talking about the spiritual support that not only does the person who has suffered the stroke need, but the caregivers, those that are around them that now, I mean, completely a different life.
Right.
There are some wonderful support groups out there. And
some specifically for stroke recovery.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, we've spoken at many of them talking about home modifications. And, you know, we never, in fact, I think we've actually have read Psalms 103 at these support groups.
Yeah, we have.
That be encouraged that even though this is a valley for you, there are people around that have walked through this valley, that are walking through the valley, and God brings these amazing resources into your life to encourage you, to help you, to inspire you. And know that all things, God will work all things to his glory and to a purpose. And it may be that it's that nurse at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
It's that therapist who comes into the house. It's someone who needs to hear about the goodness of God.
And that was, I know we're running close on time, but that was an amazing thing about my mom and her challenges with health in her later years. She always saw it as an opportunity to minister to somebody at the hospital, at the rehab. She saw it as, you know, this is where God has me now to speak inspiration to somebody.
Well, I hope that this was inspirational to you, this topic today, and informative as well. We don't want to let this time get by without pointing out a couple of ways to reach us. First of all, if you have senior care questions, you can call us directly at 888-979-8783, or you can reach us through our website and check out more of our services at seniorprovisions.com. And I'm going to close with our Philippians 4:19, our foundational scripture, that my God will supply all of your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And folks, there is no better provision, no better blessing than Christ Jesus himself in your life. God bless you. We love you and have a great week.